Good evening, or whatever time of day it is for you, on this Monday, September 17th, 2018. Another hour with Winfrey in Sedona. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call, and we await people to join in on the phone line. And for the call, I have not seen the topic yet as per email. We had somebody else join in on the phone line. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Cecil at C6E, stepping from sunshiny Seattle.
Hello, Cecil. Welcome to the call. Your voice doesn't sound clear. You had a little breakup, I guess, on the phone line.
Yours was breaking up a little bit, too. I'm in the middle of Costco, so I probably mute myself in a little bit.
All right. Hey, well, thank you for being here, Cecil.
Thank you for being there.
All right.
We got something exciting going on tonight?
I do not know yet. I haven't seen an email yet for tonight's call, so I don't know.
Well, at least we got our two participants up and ready to go, huh?
I didn't copy that. Say it again, Cecil.
I say at least we have our two participants.
Yes.
Harry and Wynn.
Yes.
Hopefully
yes.
They will be with us.
Uh-huh.
We don't have very many on the call yet?
It's two people. That's you and I.
Oh, wow. All
and
right.
Those
that
are listening in through BBS Radio.
Uh-huh. Well, hello, everybody at BBS Radio.
All right.
There comes somebody.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the call, Jane.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
Three of us now.
Oh, okay.
You, me, and I.
Where is everybody?
There's the fourth one.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. And welcome to all those that are listening in through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here.
Well, if I can make it on a Wednesday call, it'll be on my birthday.
All right.
Happy almost birthday.
Yes. It'll be the second call I've been on where I had my birthday on the call.
Nice.
Yeah. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. This is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi,
Terry.
Hi, guys.
Can I welcome the person that just joined in on the phone line? Thanks for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you. And the next person that joined in, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy in Asheville, North
Hello,
Carolina.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Prudy.
Hi, Prudy. Hi. Hello, everyone.
Prudy, did you get my email on Hicks?
I didn't get that far into my email, but I will see if I can take a look now.
All right.
I know, they're always coming here, right, Hayes?
Yeah, it's all coming to you. Good evening, welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Hayes, everybody.
Hey. Hello, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
And the next person, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Brenda from D.C. How you doing tonight?
Doing fantastic, Brenda. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Brenda.
Oh, Brenda.
Hey, how you doing there?
Hi, Brenda.
And another person joining after Brenda. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Helen in Virginia.
Good evening, Helen. Welcome.
Good evening.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Roger in Austin.
Good evening to you. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Thank you. Hi. Hi.
All right. And to those that just came on board on BBS Radio Online, thank you for being here. We wait for our host, Winfrey, to present himself.
Hi, is Dr. Art on the call yet?
Not yet, Kathleen.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello? Oh, this is Abby Bright from California.
I'm sorry, but is it Abby?
Yes.
Hello, Abby. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm a little tired. I was at Bhakti Fest all week, and it was wonderful, but I'm tired. To tell you
the truth. All right. Relax here for an hour and listen in.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
I can't complain.
Good.
He could, but nobody's listening.
Well, he's very steady. He's a good diplomat, you know. Never gets emotionally upset that we know of, anyway. How visible.
Holds it in pretty well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Abby.
Sure.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. I think it's Wynn. I hear you way in the background.
It's Wynn. Can you hear me?
Yes, Wynn. Good evening to you.
Just barely. Hi.
Barely?
Doable.
Okay.
I win.
I'm going to get started. Some time in the past, I hope this plays, in 2015... I guess I should start the recording here.
This conference is being recorded.
This is September 17th, 2018. And 3 years ago, in...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
2015, we did kind of a historic call on the Old Testament. And it was a period of time when I was studying everything, trying to figure out what history really was. And I came upon the story of the Anunnaki and Enki and Enlil. And I came to the conclusion that formal Judeo-Christianity and the idea of God, normal idea of God, was not exactly the way it worked. And did a lot of research on this. And Heise, just in case I can't get it to play, it's July 13th, 2015. Okay, I'm trying now. I'll probably get it. Usually if I keep...
Hey, this is Wynn. This is July... What is today, Terry? July what?
13th.
July 13th.
July 13th, 2015. And we are in Sedona, and all of you are wherever you are. And we're going to do a talk about ETs today. And I don't like doing these talks on this particular topic, but I think are the lines still open? Let me see if I hear you.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah. Still here.
Yeah. Yeah, we're here.
How many do you think there's no such thing as an ET? Okay, that's a good start.
And you want to cook in that
think
or so?
That ETs are going to come and save us?
No.
They're going to help us possibly not land.
Yeah. Well, they might help us stop nuclear weapons from going off.
They might, because it irritates them.
Yeah.
The guy in Coast to Coast last Wednesday was talking about that subject.
Who was on?
Okay, I never heard him before. His name's Gordon Asher Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
He says we're going to be helped by these light something.
Mm-hmm.
By the Palladium?
Okay.
Is this sure beings, I think, away?
Did anybody hear that? Did anybody listen to that call last Wednesday?
I heard it.
Yep. Yeah, I heard it. I don't think he gave him a name.
Yeah, his a group.
Go ahead, Wynn.
He's stunned into silence.
Did he drop out?
He's looking him up.
I don't think we can generalize about ETs. There
yeah,
are
sure.
a bunch of different groups out there.
Yeah, you think to be good and bad like people.
Yes.
Couldn't be much.
My understanding is that just a huge fight going on between all the different groups that we cannot see over our planet. That's what I understand. And those who will come into our vicinity, so to speak, I believe are more the bad guys than the good guys.
Oh.
Sure. So far.
Okay. So, hi, let's meet everybody. And
all right.
I'll start this wretched topic. You know, this is not something I like to talk about. And for some people, it can create fear. You have to get into the place where if you die, you die. You know you're connected, and your place on the other side is fairly secured. And many of you are doing that just by doing these calls. And we can't ask these questions and talk about this directly with our sources, particularly not on a public call, because when we talk about it in a public call, we've had the experience that that because we create a huge matrix on the call, the negative that we talk about comes into the call. Maybe coming in now because I'm talking about it, but hopefully we contract our matrix, okay? We don't bring in the big matrix, so we're, but they're probably listening to us. Hi, guys, if you're listening, whoever's listening, because this is a really big issue for our planet. And I have the feeling that when Jesus said Satan or the devil, that really we were talking about ETs. When the negative worships huge statues of whoever, I don't want to say their name, but they do, we're talking about ETs. And there has been this huge agenda going on for probably thousands of years, not just a short while, but thousands of years. And it's a complex subject, and it's a bit mind-blowing. And if you talk about it to anyone, they're going to think you're totally bonkers. Yet, if you start studying it, you'll see it makes all the pieces fit together. And if you studied the Ruckert Law of One material, the Ra group talks about the Orions and the beings from the Orion sector of the universe, which I believe are also what many other people refer to as the reptilians. And according to the raw material, the Orions are bent on planetary conquests.
And the way they conquer a planet, at least in current times, is through manipulating the elite. Actually, the question was asked in the Ruckert material, in the Law of One material, that if someone is positively disposed and they're channeling, the Orion group will attempt to interface with their channeling and seem like their positive source and start giving disinformation or not the correct guidance. That's if someone's positive. If someone is negative, service to self, they will come in as demons or energies that can cause people to be successful, to conquer the world, so to speak. The service to self wants to conquer the world. They want to own everything. They want to have everything defer to them. So, throughout our history, the Orions have been interfacing with us. And they're not only able to channel, they're also able to become an attachment to a human down here, and maybe even worse, potentially a walk-in. And oftentimes, they create fear to hold these energies. Some of the people that are under negative attack, if you want to call it that, doesn't have to be the Orions, but probably in many cases it is. There was someone we did a reading for about 5 years ago that was under this kind of negative attack. And he couldn't even stay in one place. He had to move around all the time. And I think he got stabilized after a couple of readings. And I hope so. So this is a very real thing. If you studied history, you would know that the kings and queens and pharaohs of Egypt were under, they were ruling by what we used to, historically, by divine right. In other words, that they had God behind them, were actually having the Orions behind them. The Orions are very powerful. They're very technologically advanced. They're very psychic, and you can't beat them at their own game because they're too powerful. And if you yield to them, you give them a finger and they'll take a whole hand. And under the Orions, and I don't believe this was in the raw material, I don't remember, but I've read a lot and come to the conclusion this is true, are what's called the Greys. And the Greys are those beings that look like E.T. in the movie E.T. the Extraterrestrial. And the Greys have an agenda, and their agenda is they come from a planet that had a nuclear disaster. And they mutated, and their DNA got screwed up. And so for quite a long time, and I don't know how long, probably thousands and thousands of years and maybe longer, they lost their ability to reproduce by normal sexual coupling. And they also had a really hard time digesting food properly. And so
they were quite scientifically masterful, and they were able to create clones of themselves. And the way they kept existing was by creating a clone and then jumping into the clone. Their soul would move from one body to another. That's how advanced they were. At the same time with their advancement, and maybe this came as a result of their cloning, they lost their ability, or maybe they never had it, but they don't have the ability to feel emotions, to react spontaneously. And as advanced as they are, both the Orions and the Grays have what some people would refer to as a hive mentality. They're very regimented. They have superiors and then superiors. And supposedly at the top of the Orions is an Orion queen who controls everything. And today, what we call the negative, what we call the NWO, what we call the Illuma, whatever, are channeling the Orions, I believe. And what happens is the Orions will channel through this group and through that group, and it's not like there's any of the groups know it's the same source. They don't know. They'll just manipulate groups as they see fit. And as when I was first learning this and reading it, my first reaction was, can this be true? I mean, how could this be? And I kept an open mind. I kept the thought that it was true. But then I had a direct experience that proved it to me, two direct experiences. And one of them was I met somebody who was married to a top member of a big church, and she divorced her husband because she was channeling, and she decided her channelings were being used in a negative way to control people. And that kind of blew my mind because it's what I had read about. But now I had someone, I knew she was telling me the truth, that had that experience. And another incident that happened early on in probably 2003, 2004, I think it was 2003, and that was pretty early on, is I got abducted. Now, I don't remember the abduction. I don't remember it. I remember having a dream, what seemed like a dream, and bright lights in my eyes, and a buzzing on top of my head. And I woke up, and I thought it was a dream. And then I was dizzy. I was really dizzy. I was driving somewhere, and I could barely stay on the road. And I went back to the apartment, and I inspected my body, and I found two surgical cuts on both each of my big toes. And at that point, I went into terror. I said, okay, they got me. They've made me dizzy. They're disabling me for the rest of my life. And I'm not going to be able to do what I'm doing. And I was still writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And eventually, I called Terry. And I was living in another city at the time. I called Terry, and she came there to the city I was in. And we did a channeling session. And I was expecting to talk to the Elohim. And the voice that came through Terry said, I am Ra. Now, whenever this happens, I'm saying, since I know this idea,
that the negative, the Orions can come in and say they're anybody. It doesn't matter who identifies himself to me. My first thought is, can I trust this? And even with Michael Jackson and Robin Williams, I said, okay, they're going to get me this way. It's like I have to do that because I know they will look for opportunities to come in and disrupt things. And if I give up my power to our sources, which they don't want me to do, that's why they like me. That's why I'm doing this. If I gave up my power to them, it would open me up to let my guard down and have potentially a negative source come through. So,
Lynn, this is Francis in Concord, California. Might it be a good idea that you surround yourself with protection at this time?
I already am. I'm sorry. I don't have to say I'm surrounded with protection to be surrounded, okay? But thank you. Just all of you just put protective energy around this because, well, in any case, this voice said, I am Ra, and then I said, okay, I'm just going to go along with this. I said, can you disable these things? And they said they could. And I'm in a Star Trek movie. They said, wait a moment, we'll scan your body. And then 2 minutes later, they said, it's disabled. And I said, how do I keep this from happening again? I mean, I was scared for a week. I thought somebody's going to abduct me and cut me up in little pieces and throw me out into outer space. So they said, dedicate yourself to your highest service and you'll never lose track of our protection. And so that is how I got drafted. And but I, at that point, I really started studying ET phenomena and trying to understand. Now, I really, we should call in the light. Or let's bring in the light right now, not for me, but for all of you, because when you start thinking about this, it can be scary. And just keep protection around you. You know, the more you know about the negative, if you deal with it in the correct way, it becomes an initiation to drive you higher. And if you allow that to occur, you will get above it. But if you don't, it'll bring you into fear. But right now, we have a circumstance in the world where I have been tracking this. I've been tracking what people say. For example, a few years ago, Terry and I did a talk at a very nice lady's house in the L.A. area, and when we got there, she had a special little cottage for us to do our talk in, and as people were coming in, a friend of the lady's was standing at the door handing out flyers for Ashtar Command. And Ashtar Command is, if you read about it, it's a fleet of a million spaceships that are buzzing around the Earth that are waiting to save us, with Jesus as the chief commander of the spaceships. And, well, I'm open to the possibility of anything. It could be possible. I don't think so. It didn't sound right, but it could be possible. So then later, after that event, I did a channeling session with Terry, and I said, can you share anything about Ashtar Command? And
you know, if you look that up, you'll find that there are people all over the place that are getting messages, channeled messages, about this fleet of spaceships that's coming to rescue us. And they said Ashtar Command was being run. I'm not going to understand this answer. I'll just tell you what they said. They said Ashtar Command was a giant organic computer sending out psychic signals to people all over the place to give the reality that there's a bunch of people getting the same message. And I'll tell you, people that believe that are really believing it, because they can't understand how so many people could be getting the same message. And yet, if I tried to tell them what I just told you, they wouldn't believe me. And I run into those people telling you there's nothing to worry about. Well, one of the things that seems to be true is that anything that's going to come in the future that's going to help us is probably not of the most positive nature. There is nothing in the future. It's the vast consciousness of humanity that is the only possibility of making a shift. And we've had conversations with our sources about this, where when they do interventions, they look at the consciousness of humanity and they see one being, and they see how it's leaning. Is it in the positive direction or is it in the negative direction? And that's how they make their choices. They won't even stop a hurricane without the hurricane agreeing. And the universe has to work by free will. Fortunately, or unfortunately, that's the way it works. So, here we are today. And if you have ever researched, and I know some of you have, all the things that are going on right now, it seems to me that the negative has a huge amount of control and manipulation of our total planet. And, you know, you can do little things. I sent that thing out on Sandy Hook. And if that's true, think how bold they are to be able to do something like that and pull the wool over everybody's eyes. Some of you have noticed the child pedophilia that's going around and how very young women are dressing like, I won't say prostitutes, but, you know, I'm talking about 6 and 7 and 8 year olds, right? Joan Benet, would have fit into that category. Now, I don't know if that connects with her death or not, but it's a mass manipulation of consciousness to destroy the fabric of family, because family is a bastion of strength. And they don't want strong people. So when you, I was going to send an email out on this, but I haven't. But one of the biggest provocateurs of this, believe it or not, is the Disney Corporation. It's probably one of many, but it's certainly in the front running. You can do a search on YouTube and do Disney sex, for example, and what you'll find is amazing. You'll find that that all the early movies, the cartoon movies, the Sleeping Beauty movies, the Lion King movie, all of them had all this subliminal sexual programming in the movie. And people have taken it apart now. You can go look at the videos on YouTube and you'll see, I mean, you'll see a guy with a hard one. You'll see a little window in a cartoon with a woman hanging her, a naked woman hanging her breasts in front of the woman, the window. You'll see the word sex. You'll see penises coming up on castles. I mean, you won't believe it. And then you look at some of today's music superstars, and what you'll find is that many of the biggest ones came from the Disney factory. We could use Miley Cyrus, for example, who had a TV show and was charming all the young girls on her TV show. She was kind of angelic and beautiful. And then she's graduated into, like, probably the most overt sex star in music that it's ever had. And Britney Spears came from the Disney factory. And Christine Aguilar came from the Disney factory. And you'll see that in their videos, they use Illuminati symbolisms. And Madonna fits into that tremendously. So it's like an amazing mass thing to program the consciousness of humans in this country and around the world. So what, and our government has a deal with the ETs. They have a deal to trade technology for permission to abduct, particularly with the Greys. And so there is huge advances of technology that we don't know about that's available to our government. And if you've noticed in the last 50 years, the amazing growth in sophisticated technology that came to humans. And why do the Greys want to abduct? I started talking about the Greys earlier. Well, I said that their genetics were screwed up and they were cloning themselves, but their clones were getting defective and more defective, and their race was going to die if they didn't find a way to fix it. So they decided that they were going to create or attempt to create hybrids with humans and a gray-human cross. And it's one of the reasons abductions have been so prolific. And they're doing, apparently, they're doing a good job. I don't know. I don't ask all these things to our sources. This is my own private research. Right now, some of you have heard about a military exercise by the government going into sending the army into 9 different states. It's called, you go look it up, okay? Jade Helm, J-A-D-E-H-E-L-M. And there's a mystery as to why they're doing this. And some people think it's a precursor of some sort to, not maybe this time, but to get grounded in all those areas so they can control everything with the military. And it's not a normal exercise. As far as I know, it's never been done before. And the governor of Texas, you know, Texas is the most armed state in the country, most likely. And it's like he has his own Texas National Guard watching this, okay? Now, what inspired me to talk about this tonight was an email I got from someone that I think is fairly sharp, who also has channeled sources and have been aware of her for a number of years. Her name is Lisa Renee, R-E-N-E, and you're welcome to look up her website, which is called Energetic Synthesis. And, you know, she had an article that she wrote on July 13th, today. I got it today, and she wrote it today. And I said, you know what, she was talking about some of this stuff. But she talked about it in a more sophisticated way than I talk about it. And I'll read some of her article, okay? And recently, now we know, what she's saying here is we all know this, that we're in the middle of a dimensional shift, and there's all this energy coming into our planet. And the negative is attempting to keep this energy from causing evolution of the species, which it would do of its own sort of nature. So she's talking about how they're doing it. Recently, our planet has received unprecedented levels of liquid plasmic light transmissions pulsing through the planetary grid network, which first enter our atmosphere through the Arctic and Antarctic regions. Several milestones have been reached in the ascension timeline, with the yield of charged particles and subsequent light emissions that result from the interaction between cosmic rays, solar winds, and magnetospheric plasma. The interactions between these cosmic forces have radically increased proton activity in the planetary atmosphere, which produces an incredible amount of potential energy and consciousness available to the planet and to humanity. The accelerated infusion of proton activity is reshaping the Earth's magnetosphere, creating fluctuations in the speed, density, and direction of the magnetic field, which are strongly impacting the local Earth's local space environment. Now, I would suggest that the reason we can do these calls and feel so much good energy while we're doing a call is because of this period we're in, that we have opened up the spaces, energetic spaces, between us all, because the field is so much stronger. I don't think you could have done this. Of course, I didn't have conference calls, but if you went 200, 300 years ago, I don't think you get this kind of energy going. Magnetic shifts greatly amplify the polarization of forces and increase the energetic schism that exists between the spectrum of frequency that are in the environment. As the energetic schism increases, the extreme polarity of combined forces that coexist together within a collective energy field split apart. At the point of divergence within the splitting frequencies,
communication links are opened into many simultaneous timelines where the instructions set in cellular memories can be accessed and read. This makes it possible to directly project consciousness into these areas for correction and intersect into many different reality timelines, traveling in the past, present, and future all at once. Now, I think in a certain way, she is describing what we have been doing on these calls, because we are projecting in exactly the manner that she talks about into different timelines. And it's why time moves so quickly as soon as the call starts. Many of you have noticed that. The recent solstice transmission created a point of divergence in the planetary brain, which linked into the causal timelines that are connected to, now, I'm going to go over all of our heads here, because we haven't talked about these things, connected to the Luciferian Rebellion, the Outer Bar, and the Seraphim and the Feline lines, as well as the Galactic Wars over the families of Michael. I assume she means Archangel Michael. The areas of the planet that are the most impacted by the trauma memories surfacing now are the epicenters where the main geopolitical think tanks are accelerating military agendas. These hidden trauma memories are used to soul capture and control human males on planet Earth to be primary enforcers of the negative alien alliance through militarization and war programming. During the Luciferian Rebellion, the males on this planet were tortured and mind-controlled to energize the false king of tyranny architecture in order to support the continuation of alien invasion and hybridization of human bloodlines in future timelines. Now, I know you're not tracking all of that. Track as much as you can. You don't have to know all the details. The point is, in general, that we're being programmed and we're being programmed through energies to have certain expressions. This causal event has contributed to the mental body fragmentation, which feeds the artificial machinery and manifests the predator mind or negative ego constructs on planet Earth. This is the seed of the masculine wound that we must heal on our planet. The subconscious pain of this masculine wound is our past. In our past, is currently being used to fuel these aggressive hidden military agendas. We have raised our boys into men who are culturally forced to participate with the false king of tyranny through psychotronic warfare. They are subjected to the enslavement of gender expectations of inner and outer violence in order to maintain power and control. Males are rewarded materially until they are successful when they are violent. They fight to protect us from enemies, fight to make money for their families, while they crawl over the dead bodies to make it to the top of the food chain. As the men and women of this earth, we must unite to stop feeding this alien false king of tyranny archetype. Together, we must begin to heal the mental body fragmentation inherent in the masculine wound. The masculine wound separates the male principle from uniting solely with the female principle. We must come together to heal this wound, as the unification between the genders is the only pathway to to wholeness and salvation. Whenever our planet is the recipient of massive amounts of cosmic energy potential, that energy potential equals enhancement of consciousness evolution potential in the human population. To counteract and suppress the consciousness potential in humanity during this current energy expansion phase, direct military agendas are being implemented by the negative alien agenda and the power elite on and off planet to divert, siphon, or squash this potential from manifesting in future timelines. This effort at suppression defines the current phase of heightened frequency wars being waged over the newly arriving plasma light. This is the focus of the heightened negative alien agenda military strategies being implemented over the summer months and culminating in September. This September is the 14th anniversary of the 911 agenda timeline. Next, the NAA, the Negative Alien Agenda, want to connect the East Coast terrorist event at the World Trade Center in New York with a matched cataclysmic vibration on the West Coast of the United States. So these traumatic events function as a matched pair in the timeline. Thus, they are setting the stage to incite terror and fear in the masses in order to push a terrorism agenda to manifest in the physical realm. Jade Realm and related projects. Jade Helm is the name. You can look it up. There's all kinds of stuff on the internet. The name for this government event to have the army occupy 10 states, including California, Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, and I don't remember the rest, probably Nevada. Thus, the NAA have introduced next generation off-planet advanced technologies to be implemented on the ground for testing and enforcement through several military factions. These factions are involved in war game trainings linked with alien-based technology to be focused in the western United States. This computerized holographic technology is designed to link multiple neural nets, creating networks of several artificial intelligent brains based on rigorous human data collection and planetary terrain imaging. Many billion-dollar multinational corporations have been forced to comply with supplying profiling data to the United States government for surveillance projects in order to build information brain maps. Jade Helm is designed to catalyze the Black Sun alien software of the 911 Holocaust agendas to be made visible in the hologram again before the NAA loses the war over controlling future timelines. Through United States military factions, they endeavor to use brain mapping technology to create a series of artificial intelligence networks that can be accessed remotely to easily predict and review details that allow better surveillance and control over the Earth's surface. These artificial intelligent networks dictate transmissions that pulse the individual human brain to be remotely controlled by an artificial global brain that links directly to off-planet negative alien agenda control bases and ships. The artificial intelligence technology builds neural networks that can project false holograms into the instruction set on the ground, manifesting artificial timelines they can control. Essentially, the NAA strategy is to download computerized neural networks that eventually create one artificial intelligence hive mind for the entire collective race of humanity, so no Earth human has independent thoughts. Most humans involved in these military operations have computerized access to limited amounts of information and believe these military exercises are necessary to prevent our national security from outside threats of terrorism on the surface. Okay, well, that's giving you an idea of the general overview, and you start to understand the whole thing of chips and putting chips in you, which could potentially be programmed remotely and control you. And, you know, the awareness of this, most people couldn't even begin to be aware of it, as you know. They can't be aware of anything. I mean, they're just stuck. Don't watch television, because television is programming you. You know, aim high. Store food and water. Anything could happen in the next 6 months. And here's Lisa Renee saying, see the game, do not play the game. We must remain centered, clear, conscious, and fearless while they accelerate their current war agenda to inject fear, anger, and militarized control over every aspect of our lives. They are pushing the envelope to see what they can get away with during this cycle. Do not play the game. Do not give them what they want, which is your consciousness power, when cowering in fear from intimidation tactics. Their context deception strategy is pulling out all their advanced consciousness technologies and toys from their off-planet civilizations to wage a hidden frequency war against the inhabitants of Earth.